The E.J. Witten Foundation honours the legacy of the late E.J. Witten, of course, who died after a long and public illness. They raised over $13 million for men's health awareness, and the game is going to be screened on Channel 7 and Fox Footy from 7 o'clock Australian Central Standard Time. Victoria taking on the All-Stars. Coach Terry Wallace, Captain Brad Johnson, Malcolm Blight's coaching the All-Stars. Chad Corns is the captain. But bigger news than that is that the Big Dipper is back.
Not out of retirement, on the boundary.
He's on the boundary.
My God, and he joins us. Welcome, Dipper.
G'day, Doctor. G'day, KB.
Much arm twisting involved, Dip?
There's a little bit of arm twisting, but they got me over the line. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It'd be great. So,
how long did you do it for seven?
Oh, around about 12 years. Yeah,
12 years.
I was there, and I played in those first five or six of those E.J. Witten games. Got a few more, so we're looking forward to tomorrow night. But with the boundary, I started in 1992 and then went through to the 2000s. And really, mate,
get much training to be a boundary rider, Dipper, from Channel 7 in those days?
Well, I remember that Gordon rang me and said, I will give you
Gordon Bennett. Training.
Yeah, Gordon Bennett, the great man. And I saw him just recently. And he said, oh, mate, don't worry, we'll organise it. We'll tell you where the TVs are, we'll tell you where the cameras are, we'll tell you everything. It's 5 minutes before we had our first game. I said, what are we doing? He goes, don't worry, you'll work it out.
do you reckon you'll...
Back in those days, you couldn't get into the rooms. Like, you had to knock on the door and, you had to get yourself in. No one will talk to you. No one will trust you. And the integrity was a big part of it. Well, KB did it for a little while, didn't you, KB?
No, I didn't. Commentated for
only upstairs.
Channel 7,
but I wasn't doing
the boundary.
Hey, just before we go on, Dipper, the Brisbane Lions have just announced that Dane Beams will be staying. Well, Dane Beams has announced, actually, that he will be staying at the Brisbane Lions. So,
that's great news.
Hey, I know you're going back on the front bar, and given the fact that they give it to you, they keep replaying some of your not-so-fine moments on the boundary, what are you going back on for?
Oh, it's just a bit of fun. I think it's very nice that someone cares about what you've said and haven't said. Look, I don't take myself serious, and I really enjoy the front bar. But geez, I made some blues, haven't I? but the thing is, that's me. I mean,
yes.
I remember the first couple of times I went on. I didn't know where the camera was, what's going on, and then I thought, I'm going to be the Ray Martin of the footy world, and I decided to be a journo. That didn't work. I thought, I'll just be myself.
Yeah.
And here I am, and really enjoying doing it, and it's a fun show to be part of.
When I think of you doing the boundary, for some reason or other, I've got this image in my mind of that extraordinary collision at the Gabba with Michael Voss and Alan Richardson, and you are sitting on the boundary with sitting next to who I assume is Wally Lewis.
Yeah, Wally Lewis. So the idea was we wanted Wally to get a bit of face on telly down north, and away we went. And right in front of me, it happened. I couldn't believe it. And then I sort of got excited or panicked, and I picked up my microphone. Away we went. But Wally, he sort of shook himself because a bit of a tough man, Wally himself. But had some great times on the boundary. Geez, I met some wonderful people on the boundary. We've interviewed, George Foreman was one person I just absolutely loved. Sylvester Stallone, Jerry Lewis. I actually brought him up to Brisbane with me in one game. Met a lot of great people, and all the guys tomorrow night I've either seen, like KP and yourself, I've either seen them start their careers and finish their careers while we're boundary riding. Yeah, it was great.
Hey, Robert Dipper Domenico, I'll get that right, has joined us. Hey, Dip, what about when you first took on the role, coming out and being the Brownlow medalist and being a former player? Did that give you easier access to the rooms and getting information about any changes?
Well, I thought it would, KP, but no. I remember going to Lee Matthews. Now, Lee Matthews is my hero. I played with him for 10 years, right?
Yeah.
I remember he was coaching Collingwood, and I thought, you know what? I'll go see Lee first. I'm knocking the door. The doorman opens the door. Little sneaky peek. G'day, mate. Just tell Lee. It's Dipper, Channel 7, boundary right. Come back. He goes, he doesn't want to talk to you. Mate, just tell him it's Dipper. He goes, no. He goes, piss off. I couldn't believe it, And then and half the time I get to make up stuff, as you know, KB. And I said, thanks very much, Bruce. Look, some bad news, but Nathan Buckley's not playing today, and you know, Nathan has just had a bit of a rest. This is only one of the first night games back in the day. Of course, who was the first person to run out? It was Nathan Buckley. But, no, at the end of it, I got myself in the rooms. It will change in the boundary a little bit because we didn't get any ins and outs, but you knew what was happening on the other sides. Of course, Sheedy and Hawthorne over the years, we had some great tussles. And when I was the boundary rider, Sheedy goes, "What do you want? Piss off, you know." I said, "Well, hang on, I'm just doing the job." And of course, it had to do with Mick Walshouse. And then it was just a different time. I remember once, too, boys, that I was sitting on the boundary Friday night. You know, we should do Friday, Saturday and Sunday. We're about 87 games a year, right?
It's a lot of games.
It's a lot of games, isn't it? I remember the Friday night, I said, "Bruce, I can't believe there's just three interchanges off the bench before halftime. Something's going on here, you know?" It was just different compared to now, you know?
Dip, what about when at quarter time and at three-quarter time and they'd crossed you because you've been over listening to the coaches? Did you ever listen to the coaches or did you make up, you know, "Oh, Mick Malthouse said this and Malcolm Blight said this"? I mean, did you make all that up or did you actually hear him say something?
No, I went over the first time one of the first games I did was North Melbourne and Dennis Pagan had about three guys circling the players. I would go in close and the three guys would walk in and be like, "Mafia, sorry, Tiffy, you can't come in." I'm going, "Hang on, I've got a job to do, boys. I respect your job. You respect mine." Next thing, I thought, "Oh, bugger this, I'm not going to be part of this." So I just to make it up, you know. And so I went and said, he said this and said that. And then I had a cup of coffee with Dennis Page and he said, "Look, mate, you know, I'm happy to..." He was one of the first coaches who sort of let me in a little bit. And I thought, "I've heard this crap before. I have to go in there." So.
Have you got a favourite one of your lines? Because you did mangle one or two, Dip, in 12 years. You got a favourite?
Oh, Doctor, I mangled a few of them, but one of the first times I ever went into the rooms, can you imagine this? Is, you know, the Dipper in the rooms for the first time, but, you know, as a band writer, we're breaking all TV sort of our new business, and I've gone in as a Richmond player. I'm a little bit nervous because half the blokes I bashed anyway, and I'm in there, and I said, these kids have got good, is it head on shoulders or shoulders on heads? Shoulders on heads.
It's actually one of our listeners has just sent that in. You said he's got a good set of shoulders on his head.
Yeah.
Nice work. Was that your first day?
No, it wasn't my first day. It was my second day. Give me a break.
Hey, Dip, here's a little bit of audio that might bring back some memories.
Thanks. You're Domenico, simply magnifico, Hawthorne's legendo, he won a Brownlow.
That's one of the other great jingles that always been associated with you.
Yeah, look, the Cooler Beans, of course, Greg Champion wrote that one, and not that one, it was another one on Dippy other minute ago, but that one there was done by the, one of the four boys' names there, I've forgotten now, but being football has been a great time. I mean, playing was awesome, and being involved with the game, and also, as you know, with Os Kick and all the bits and pieces I've done over the years, it's just been great. The next 24 hours, I'll be back on the boundary. I haven't been on the Adelaide ground before, so I'm looking forward to that. As I said, half of these guys, I've seen their careers from O to now, and hope it'll be a great night. And what a great cause. These boys do it all the time. Did you end up playing at all, KB, in these games?
No, I haven't played in an EJ Witten game. I retired. I thought I'd had enough.
Well, the thing is about this, like, you know, I know some players who have already started training like 6 months ago for this because we all play the same way, right? Mm. Or we all think we play the same way and time catches up. But don't forget there's about four or five guys who have just finished their career. And when you're back into a pack, you know, you start looking around when you haven't been on the field for a little while and a few hambies go. But it should be a great night, a great cause, and we always love EJ, and EJ Junior's doing a great job as well.
Good on you, Dip. Before I let you go, did you ever feel guilty in your playing days for burying Robert Flair in the wing on AFL Park Waverley?
I still think about that every day, my friend. He was a great man. I never played against Robbie Flower, but that day, 1987, would have been one of my worst football days of my life. Not that I had many, but I played six positions that day. And I remember going to the pocket and I tackled him, you know, just a bear hug. It was an okay tackle. And I broke his collarbone.
Yes, I remember.
But even Dunstall and Germ are going, "But what are you doing?" I said, "Well," he goes, "Well, that's Robbie Flowers." And then Chris Lander said, "Oh, dear, but what are you there for?" You know, even my teammates had a go at me. So what I decided to do was run away. I ran in front of Gary Buchanan and Steinsy followed me through. I said, "Boys, you're always in the game, aren't you?"
Good on you. Depper, you're a champion, Blake, and have a great night
tomorrow
night.
It'll be the start tomorrow night.
Yeah, thanks very much, mate. I really appreciate it, boys. And thanks for your time. And hope I can stuff up tomorrow night, too.
There he is, Dipper, former Channel 7 boundary rider and, of course, superstar. Traders Hour, all thanks to the Trade Institute of Victoria, your pathway to become a registered builder or qualified.